evening and welcome to Eagle River, where DC Everest Hockey is about to get in action. Good evening, I'm Liz Holbrook, filling in tonight for Chris Conley, as Chris has DC Everest basketball back in Schofield. So I'm here with you tonight in this exclusive podcast-only game on FoxSportsWausau.com. We just finished our national anthem here, and starting lineups were just announced. Not a ton of difference between the Evergreens' usual starting lineup. Starting in goal is Ethan Hurt. Starting on defense is Jacob Yacouz. And then Keaton Ottinger will be starting next to him. While starting at left wing is David Hackbarth. Starting at center is Colby Schmidt. And starting at right wing is Grant Ortell. Starting for the Eagles, they have in goal Brett Wilkinson, 12-3 record, a .894 save percentage. Starting at right wing is Harmon Marine. Starting at center is Gunnar Schiffman, and then they'll also be having Braden Sneddon starting as well. We are getting ready for face-off here at center ice. Ref getting ready to drop the puck. Puck is dropped, and the face-off is won by the Eagles. They are attacking left to right. Go quickly into the Everest zone, chipping it into the right corner, to the left corner behind. Everest is going to take it over from there. Yacouz able to chip it out, and able to take it out of the zone is Hackbarth. Hackbarth moving to the left. It's on the far left side, goes behind the net, loses the puck. Puck will drift out to the left circle, where taking a shot is Alec Keisley. Keisley gets that on goal, but it is covered by Wilkins. And it bounces out and goes all the way into DC Everest's defensive zone. They'll take that out at the blue line. Yacouz as they go for a shift change. Eagles have it on the far left side. Chipping it back into the far left corner. Puck will go around as DC Everest takes control again. Having good puck control of it so far. As they'll chip it into the offensive zone for a change. Eagles, cross ice pass. Taking it up the far right side is Hunter Bill. Bill loses it to an Everest player as it'll go back. Bill, far left side for the Eagles, tries to chip that to center ice. We'll move to the far right side as it'll go back into the corner behind the Everest net. Left corner, Everest gets a stick on it, tries to get that one out of their own zone. Will get past the blue line as it's clogged up in neutral ice on the boards. Bill tried to get that one, but I believe we get a whistle for a hand pass there. So Everest mainly controlling the puck so far here in the early going. We're about a minute and a half in here. As this faceoff will come to the right circle of Eagles goaltender Brett Wilkins. Taking the faceoff for the Evergreens, it would be Parker Neitz. Excuse me, that was Brady Bunnell. Puck is in the left circle, drifts to the left boards. Eagle River will take control on the far right side. They're trying to chip it out into neutral ice, but finding a lot of bodies, so that gets blocked and comes back in. Eagle River still in control of the puck. Moves it to the left side, where it is then taken by Yacouz. Yacouz gets that ahead to Schmidt. Schmidt on the left side, going to the left corner. Still in control of the puck as he goes behind the net, where it is then taken away by the Eagles. Eagles forward Max Brown has control of that as he gets it out to neutral ice. Puck drifts into the Everest zone. They're able to chip it out, but able to bring it down with the hand and put it back into Marion. Eagles are going to go for a change while they let Everest play in their own zone. Eagles chip it back in as back at the blue line was Romanowski. Everest coming up with the puck on the far left side. It's Hurt. Hurt chips that in before going back to the bench, as behind the net for it is Kelsey. He's fighting with two Eagle River players, and he is going to lose that to Brady Sneddon. Sneddon tries to take that in. Everest recovers in the neutral zone as Keisley tries to chip that in to the side. But goes back. Shot on goal there for the Eagles by Sneddon. Right side that goes out in front. Nice left blocker save pad for Hurt. And we'll get a whistle, as I believe that's offsides, as the Eagles tried to take that out and back in. Quick moving game here in the first period so far. Been a couple of different shots on goal, both sides. So it's a bit of a smaller rink here in Eagle River. So a lot, not a whole lot of room to play with. So you get stuck on the boards a lot, fighting for those puck battles. Puck drop to the left circle behind the blue line. Eagle River able to win that and get it in, as taking it out for the Evergreens is Hackbarth. Hackbarth moving on the right side with Yakuz. Yakuz takes it and will get it into the attacker zone, and we will get another whistle for another offsides call. This game is brought to you by M&J Marine, the best boats in the business, the best selection, the best people. Go boldly at M&J Marine. I-39 to exit 181 Mosinee, you'll notice the difference. Puck drop to the far left side on the blue line, and that one will be hit up into the stands. That was maybe 2 feet from my face on the left side, so we will do that face off again. Thankfully, just far enough where I didn't wince, but close enough where it's just a little scary, because if you get hit in the face with a puck, does not feel good. I saw that happen to someone in Stevens Point one time. Not great. Evergreens win the faceoff, taking it on at the right side as Under. Under tries to get that in front, but it's then taken by the Eagles, so their goaltender Wilkins won't have to get a piece of that. Everest in front, trying again. There was Yakuz. Yakuz loses it as the puck now goes behind the net to the right corner and up the right side as the Eagles are chasing it. Taking it into the zone is Brown. Brown far left side. Loses control in the corner as the puck ricochets across to the right corner in the Everest's defensive zone. Taking it around behind the boards is Michael Paul. Paul will follow that to the right side. Everest able to get that off the corner, as fighting for it is Ortel. That'll go to the right boards, as it's chipped to the other side. Eagles taking control in neutral ice as trying to speed in is McGee. Riley McGee, a defenseman. Shot on goal for the Eagles from Matthew Zafrinski on the left side, and that is swallowed up easily by Hurt. So we will have a face-off here in the far left circle of Hurt. Still no score. Still a few shots on goal here for both teams. Got 12:36 left here to go in the first period. We get set for the face-off here. Face-off is won by the Eagles, but able to get in the way and bring that out is Shiro. Puck goes to the far right side. Eagles chasing, getting the stick on it is Kevin John. John will get that up to Senden. Senden tried to get that in the zone. John chips it back again. Everest with it on the right side. It goes into the Eagles' offensive zone, and that'll be called for an icing. Today's game is also brought to you by Baseman's Shoe and Clothing. Baseman's Shoe and Clothing on Wausau's South 3rd Avenue. Wool bibs, wool pants, wool shirts, and warm Irish setter boots. Serving central Wisconsin for over 80 years. Your hunting headquarters is Baseman's of Wausau's. Face off in the circle to the right of Hurt, and we'll get a whistle as someone thinks that was unfairly dropped. So it looks like Ortel will be kicked out of the face-off circle there, and it coming in instead to take that attack bar for the Evergreens, as Hunter Bill takes that for the Eagles. It's won by the Evergreens. It's in the far right corner. Hackbarth behind the net. Controls, gets that up. Shot on goal there for the Eagles as they were able to control that puck in front of the net as a pass went awry, and we will get a whistle here. Looks like we're going to have an Evergreen penalty, I believe. It was in the far left corner. I think we're going to get someone for either tripping or hooking. As headed to the box is Davis Hackbarth for the Evergreens. So the Eagles will go on to the power play. They're excellent on the power play to score most of their goals at that time. So we'll see if the Eagles will be able to take advantage of that here early on in the first period. Faceoff is won by the Eagles. Senden has it. Gets a shot on goal. drift behind to the left side of Hurt. As on the far side is McGee. McGee, cross-ice pass, tried to get that over to Schiffman. Schiffman in the far corner. Evergreen's able to get a stick on that, but not out as fighting for it is Senden. Evergreen's able to get out as going for it is Ortel. Ortel tries to get a shot on it, and he scores! First goal will be a shorthanded goal for the Evergreens this evening from Grant Ortel. Made a nice move coming out of the zone with the puck, went from right to left and snuck it just behind the skate of Eagles goaltender Brett Wilkinson. So Evergreen's able to strike first here while on the penalty kill. Always impressive to see a shorthanded goal. Don't always get that opportunity, so good job on Grant Ortel for the nice moves there, and he will take this faceoff at center ice with Hunter Bill. Bill wins the faceoff for the Eagles. Puck is then taken by the Evergreens and put back into the Eagles zone. Behind the net is John. John coming up the right side. Cross ice pass over to Bill. Bill loses control of that as racing is Ortel again. Ortel, another shot and another goal. Evergreens with all the momentum here as they score within, I believe that was under 20 seconds between those two goals. Excuse me, that was Yakuz and not Ortel scoring that. So Evergreens up 2-0 now as this is not a great power play for the Eagles. Two shorthanded goals for the Evergreens. As they're trying to overpower the Eagles here. Eagles may have the better record, but the Evergreens are moving a lot faster tonight. Faceoff is won by the Eagles. And they'll poke, check it back into their own zone. Trying to regroup. Taking it behind the net is Schiffman. Schiffman cross ice pass to Senden. Senden moving in on the right side. Puck to the left. Eagles have it in the far left corner. Senden, back from the blue line, tries cross-ice pass to the right side. That'll go behind the goal and around. It's in the right corner. Got a board battle going on here. That'll pop back out to the right of Hurt, and that'll go out of play and into the Everest bench. Today's game is brought to you by Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks Law Firm. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, helping Central Wisconsin families for over 40 years. Face off in the right circle of Hurt. One by the Eagles. Shot on goal there for McGee. Bounces off the right pad of Hurt. McGee with the puck on the far left side for the Eagles. Gives it back to Senden. Senden over to Marion. Senden blue line shot, and that'll be blocked by a couple of bodies. And then taken up by Hurt as we get a whistle here. Unsure what this whistle is for. Believe it may have gone out of play and back in, so I think that's an offsides call. As the face-off will come to the left side behind the blue line. Face-off won by the Eagles. It's in the left corner. Puck drifts back behind the net. And that'll end the penalty kill for the Evergreens. And I think you could call that penalty kill a success. Two goals. Not your usual penalty kill. Hackbarth has it alone on the far right side. Passes it over to Ortel. Ortel not quite able to get a stick on it, so he'll chase the puck back to the left side. Puck is now out in front as sprawling forward is Wilkins. Wilkins not able to get it, though, as it drifts to the right side. Eagles chip it up and out of play into neutral ice. Puck will drift back to the Evergreens. Hurt gets a stick on that and gives it off to Yakuz. Yakuz will bring it up on the far right side. Moves to center ice over the blue line. Left side goes into the left corner. Cross ice pass to Hackbarth. Hackbarth right side. Hackbarth holding. Loses it in the right circle as taking it is Bill for the Eagles. He'll try and chip that over to Wilhauer. Wilhauer with control behind the net. In the left corner is Wilhauer with it for the Eagles. Brown, far right side, able to get control of the puck. Moving it up, now in neutral ice as Schiffman brings it in on the left side. As trying to get that for the Evergreens was Schmidt. as it drifts back to Hart and is stopped. So we will have a face-off in the circle to the left of Hart. Evergreen's leading this one 2-0. 8:46 left in the first. Three shots on goal for the Evergreens, six for the Eagles. Face-off won by the Evergreens. As taking it is Schmidt. Schmidt brings it forward. That'll drift back almost to goaltender Wilkins. As there's a board battle for it behind the left blue line. Getting another whistle here. I believe the puck went up and out of play. So we'll have the face-off in the left circle behind the blue line. Face-off won by the Eagles. John with it on the left side with Zach Mallette. Shandon, right side. As he loses control of it, Evergreen's tried to get a shot there, but it is blocked in front by a couple of bodies. Hart blows a skate on the right side while he has puck looking a little off balance. And the Eagles score their first of the game. Quick move to the right side for Brady Shandon. So they cut the Evergreens' lead in half with 8:11 to go. It's 2-1. Brady Shandon is the Eagles' leading scorer. He has 20 goals on the season so far. And after that one, make that 21. 51 points. One of the premier players in the Eagles' conference. Face-off at center ice is won by the Evergreens. Yacuz, right side. Gets it up to Ortel. Ortel has to bring it back to Yacuz. Shot on goal for the Evergreens, blocked by Wilkins. Park on the right side, Ortel with a stick on it, fighting along the boards, loses it to the Eagles. Left corner, battle between both teams. Taking it is Jaglinski behind the net. Eagles take that one to the right side, trying to get it out. It's coming up. With the puck is Brown. Puck drips back to the Eagles' blue line. We're trying to put it into play as Zynda. Evergreens do have control at center ice as Ortel takes it on the right side. Stick handling around two Eagles defenders. Gets a shot on, and that'll go right to Davis Hackbarth. And Hackbarth with a goal as he puts it on the right side. As Wilkins was on the other side of the goal and couldn't push off that post in time. So the Evergreens bring up their lead once again to 2. As it's now 3-1 with 7:08 here in the first period. High scoring game here so far through this first. Incredibly entertaining. These are two very evenly matched teams, both fairly quick, decent defensive skills. Been good so far. We'll see how many goals we end up with that at the end of this, because we've got 4 in the first, so Evergreens win the faceoff. Right side is Schmidt. Schmidt fighting at the boards for it, as taking it out is Shiro. Shiro passes over to Schmidt. Schmidt back to Ottinger. Ottinger right corner with the puck. It's lost to the Eagles. Big hit there from the Evergreens in open ice. But coming in is Bill. Bill on the right side. Bill keeping control of the puck in the corner. Come out to the circle and take a shot, which is blocked by a stick in front. Puck will bounce all the way over to the left side where McGee will take it behind the net, and that'll drift out into neutral ice as John cross ice pass over to Bill. Looks like we do have a penalty coming to the Evergreens when they do touch that puck. Eagles have it on the left side at center ice, moving it in between two defenders is McGee, and we'll get the whistle as the Evergreens will head to the penalty kill once again. But that turned out pretty well for the Evergreens last time. They scored 2 goals on their last penalty kill. So we'll see how this one goes, as headed to the box is Parker Hurt. So the faceoff will come to the left circle of Hurt. Still waiting to hear what penalty for Parker was. I think we're trying to figure out with the music here. It's quite loud, as you can probably tell. Oh, face off in the left circle. And it's won by the Evergreens as Hackbarth tries to get that out. It is chipped back in by John. Bill, far side. Get that to Brown behind the net. Brown chips it out as the Evergreens are almost able to get that out. John brings it down with the hand to Brown. Brown into the left corner. That puck drifts out in front where it is hacked away by Jaglinski. That'll go all the way back to Wilkins. Wilkins will get that one out to center ice on his own as Bill speeding in on the far left side. Goes back to Johns. Johns with a long shot there, and it'll be wide to the left. Hacking at it in front are multiple players, and that'll go behind the net into the right side. Evergreens trying to get control and able to bring that out is Ortel as it'll drift all the way back behind Wilkins as Sendin will bring it on the far left side. Ortel able to take that puck away, takes a shot from the left circle, locked out in front. Johns recovers the rebound in the left corner. Tries to give that one up to Sendin, where it is taken by Hackbarth. Hackbarth tried to get a shot on goal, but that goes through the blue paint to the other side. Eagles able to bring that out into neutral ice and into their zone as Maylett has it into the left corner. Maylett goes down, and now we have four people fighting for that on the boards as it'll jump out to the Eagles, and getting a shot on goal straight into the chest of Hurt is Riley McGee. Oh. 3-1, Evergreens leading, 4:45 left in the period, 37 seconds left on the penalty kill for the Evergreens. Today's game is brought to you by Dunright Exteriors. Dunright Exteriors, siding, windows, roofs, and gutters. For over 65 years, Dunright is a real standout in the community. Face-off in the left circle of Hurt, won by the Eagles. Sendin gets that in front to Marion. Marion tries to get a shot off, but it goes wide to the right. I'll drift back out to the blue line. Sendin, left circle. That one also crosses through the blue paint as it'll find McGee on the left boards. McGee over to Schiffman. Schiffman takes a shot from behind the right circle, but it will be wide to the net again. Evergreen's trying to tip this one out of play. It is kept in by McGee. McGee wide to the left. Sendin recovers that as almost getting it out for the Evergreens is a Brady Bunnell. Evergreens back to full strength here with 4 minutes left to go in the period. Moving in is Millette. Right side goes into the corner. The Evergreens are able to take control behind the net and bring it up on the right side is Zinda. Zinda will chip that in as he goes for a change. Puck goes to the right boards in the Eagles' offensive zone as it's brought out to neutralized by the Eagles, but Evergreen's able to take control and bring it in on the right side of Zinda. Hackbarth to the left corner. Hackbarth behind the net where he goes down, but he keeps the puck with him as a shot in front is taken by Ortel, but it is blocked by a stick, so it goes wide to the left. As the puck goes to the left corner and comes out to the blue line, is Hackbarth with a long shot that goes wide to the right. To the right side of the goal is John for the Eagles, along with Zinda and Ortel for the Evergreens. That'll come out on the right side. Eagles take it. Bill chips it up and out. Clogging up the neutral zone is Hackbarth able to get an ice on it where he is leveled then by John. Bill with it on the left side for the Eagles. Trying to maneuver and stick handle around. Gets to John on the right side. John with a shot before he heads to the bench. As bringing it up for the Evergreens is Shiro. Shiro moves to the left side. Trying to drop that off for Zinda, but taken by the Eagles. As racing through neutral ice is Marion. Marion shot from the left side, and that goes up and out of play. 2:26 left here in the first. Evergreens leading 3-1. Shots on goal right now, 11 for the Northland Pines Eagles and 7 for the DC Everest Evergreens. Faceoff comes to the circle to the left of Hurt in the Evergreen zone. It's won by the Eagles as a long shot almost back to the blue line from McGee. goes behind the net. Shendon trying to take it. Falls to his knees, though, and loses it. Gets it back to McGee. McGee trying to get it back in, and that'll go in front. And up and over the pads for the Eagles is Zach Maillet as he scores their second goal of the game, once again cutting the Evergreens' lead down to 1. So with 2:10 left here in the first, Evergreens still lead this one 3-2, but the Eagles with a nice move back on even strength from Zach Maillet as he was able to take that from several bodies in front of Hurt and squeak it in over his right pad. And we're back to center ice for the faceoff. Faceoff won by the Eagles. It's taken by McGee, right side. He'll have to go back into his own zone as he passes over to Steinhagen. Steinhagen gets that all the way back to the Evergreens as Hurt gets a stick on it and moves it forward. Then that one goes up and out of play. Puck drop to the left circle behind the blue line. Evergreens win it. Yakuz, far right. Still in their own zone. Gets it over to Ortel. Ortel chips it up. Gets it to Zinda. Zinda fighting for it at neutral ice. Almost gets it, but is then taken away by Brown. Eagles with control is racing in on his own. Schiffman. Schiffman only with one defender, as that is blocked by Jaglinski. Eagles with it. McGee, long shot from the left side near the blue line. Doesn't get to the net, but Eagles do get the rebound and bring it behind the goal. Tries to get that in front. I think it hit Hurt in the shoulder. The bounce off, and the Evergreens take control. Yakuz racing up the left side. Yakuz fighting in the left corner with Steinhagen. Steinhagen has it to the left. Ortel able to get that out of there. Takes it behind the net. Gets stuck behind the net. To Schmidt. Schmidt in the right corner. Back to Ortel. Ortel fighting for it. He gets it round boards and tries to get that up to Ottinger. Under loose control as coming in is Maillet. Maillet over to McGee. McGee to Shinden, and Maillet with another goal, almost identical to his last one, to the right of Hart as it goes up and in over the pad. We are tied here in the first, 3-3 with 33 seconds left to go here in the first. So what looked like a strong start for the Evergreens has evaporated as we are now tied in this game, 3-3. Eagles have fought back quite well here in the second half of the first period. Puck drop center ice. Puck drop won by the Evergreens. Maillet, right side, goes for another shot, and that's gloved by Hurt. Excuse me, that last goal was from McGee with an assist from Maillet. Didn't see which stick it ended up going off of. A little hard when half the jerseys are tucked into pants, so you don't get to see all the nether. Maillet wins the faceoff and gets a shot, but that goes off the body of Hurt. Drifts to the left side. It's in the left corner with it. Is a shot from Marion. Marion right side. That was supposed to go to John. John loses control of it as Schiffman chases it back and behind the net and loses control of the puck, but doesn't quite matter as the first period comes to an end. It's been a wild first here as these teams have gone back and forth. We are tied 3-3 here at the end of one. I will have the second period for you and first period recap coming up in a little bit on FoxSportsWausau.com.